Begin the current and last daf, Masech Deschulnaf, Kuf Mem Beis. Begin 5 lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the last Mishnah in this Masech. The Mishnah continues on the theme of this Perek, which is regarding the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKein, regarding sending away the mother bird that's on the chicks, if one wants to take the chicks or the eggs. Says the Mishnah, Lo Yitl Odom Emal Banim. The prohibition of this Perek, one is not permitted to take the mother while it's on the children. Afil Ataras HaMetzar, as we mentioned in the previous stuff, even if it's for purification of Metzar, which needs a bird, one is not allowed to take that bird that's on the mother, one has to send away the mother, and only then could they take the chicks or the eggs. Now, concludes the Mishnah, concludes the Perek, concludes the Masechta. Ima'im mitzvah kala shika isser, if a, what's called a light mitzvah, an easy mitzvah, which is just like that of an isser, meaning it doesn't cost so much, this mitzvah, just a little bit, just to send away the bird, which doesn't cost so much. Amr, the Torah says in Devarim, l'man yitav loch v'arachta yam, so that it should be good for you and you should have lengthy days. Kavochemer al mitzvah chamusha b'Torah, so all the more so for the difficult mitzvahs in the Torah, how great the reward is going to be for a person. Now, regarding this concept that the Mishnah just said, so Tanya learned the Braisa, and the Girsa takes out the word debay, that Rabbi Yaakov Omer, he actually qualifies this reward of the Laman Yitav Lach Barachta Yam. Says, Enocho kol mitzvah mitzvah shabbat Torah, there's no mitzvah that's in the Torah, Sheman Schar Betzida, which it says the reward of it on the side there, meaning the Torah tells you what reward it's going to be, like Kibud Avim, honoring one's parents, or Shalucha Kain, the topic we're talking about regarding sending away the mother from the nest, where it says the reward. She'ain t'chiyas ha'mesim t'liyaboy, says, but however, you don't have that those mitzvahs are not contingent and dependent on the revival of the dead. So you can't really understand that reward, because it's only going to be when the dead are going to come back to life, which is going to be in the future of days. As he says, b'kibur ava'im k'siv, by honoring the one's father and mother, the pasuk says in Devarim, l'man yurichin yomecho, o l'man yitav lach, that you should have lengthy days, and it should be good for you. B'shalucha king siv, like we said regarding sending away the mother from the nest, it says, l'man yitav lach, v'arachta yam, that should be good for you, and you should have lengthy days. Now, says Rabbi Yaakov as follows, he says, harisha amalei avim, says, imagine if you have someone that his father tells him, Allah labira b'havili gozeles, go up on top of that building, and bring me those birds that are on top. V'Allah v'shilaches ha'aim v'lokech ha'zavon, the child, being a good son, goes up, does the mitzvah, not only v'kibir ha'aim, he sends away the mother, and then he takes the chicks. B'chazeros enough l'meis, on his way down, he falls and he dies. Says Rabbi Yaakov, heichan ha'riches yamim shalzeh, where's the lengthy days of this child? V'heichan tevasel shalzeh, where's the goodness that's for this child, who he did two mitzvahs that both of them say that you have good and that you live a long time. Ella rather says, Rabbi Yaakov, l'man yirichin yamecha, what does it mean that you should have long days? Ba'olam shekal yarech, it means in the world that's totally long. L'man yitav lach, what does it mean should be good for you? Li'olam shekulei tayim, in the world that's totally good, which doesn't have any damage, doesn't have any affliction, only good, that's the next world. It's not in this world. Now the Gemara asks, but v'dim alei havahachim, maybe such a thing never happened. What's Rabbi Yaakov's proof? It can't be in this world because of such a thing. There must be in the next world. But who said that happens? Maybe someone that does kibud ava'im shliach hakin doesn't go ahead and die at a young age. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov, ma'isa chaza. Rabbi Yaakov, as the Gemara brings at the end of the first parak of Masechta Kedushin on Lam Tesma Beis, he actually saw such an incident. He saw someone that his father told him, go up there to the top of that tower and get me those birds. He went up, he sent away the mother, took the chicks. He fulfilled Kibud Ava'im and Shiluch HaKein. And on his way back down, he fell and he died. And the question is, where's the goodness? Where's the Arichas Yam? Rather, L'man Yitav Lach means L'Olam Shekuli Tov, and L'man Yirichin Yamecha means L'Olam Shekuli Arach, and therefore, it's not really now, it's going to be in the future. And that the Gemara asked, but V'dilma Mahar Be'Aveira Hava, maybe this child was actually thinking in sin, and his heart was not in heaven. And maybe that's why he fell and he died. But if someone really fulfills the mitzvah, maybe they will live a long time. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be, because machshava ra, bad thought, in our Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah l'maisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not combine it to the action, and therefore, since he was doing a mitzvah, he should not have gotten punished, and therefore it must be that the fulfillment of that promise is not here in this world. But that is the Gemara, but okay, but v'dilma mahar b'avei d'zara hava. Maybe he was thinking in thoughts of idolatry. The pasuk says in Yechezkel, l'man tefais esbeis yisrael b'libam, to catch the Jewish people in their hearts, where that they, as the pasuk there concludes, that they separated myself to go to the filth of idolatry, with Amar Rabbi Yaakov says, Zu machshavas abay dezara. That's the thoughts of idolatry, where a person does get punished even for thoughts. So maybe the kid was thinking in thoughts of idolatry, maybe that's why he was punished. Says the Gemara, no, because Hachakim, this is what he was saying. If you would think to say that there is the reward of the mitzvahs in this world, as we're coming to preclude from, the simple translation sounds like in this world, then tahanile, then it should benefit him, v'taginile, then it should have protected him, that it should not have come to thinking those thoughts to be harmed, because the mitzvah should protect him. He should have to have totally good and living long days. Rather, it's obvious that the reward of the mitzvahs in this world is not possible. It cannot be, there's no denomination of having the otherworldly pleasures here in this world. And therefore, yes, the child could die on his way down from fulfilling the two mitzvahs that should be good for you and that should be lengthy of days, because it's not here in this world, it's in the next world. But in that, the Gemara asks, but Vamar Belazar, Belazar said, Shluchi mitzvah ein nezaikim. Those that are agents of a mitzvah action are not harmed. So how did we say that Rabbi Yaakov saw such a story, but the child was going to fulfill a mitzvah? Says Gemara bechazarasim shani. On the way back is different. On the way there, yeah, that's a shluchim mitzvah. On the way back, he already did the mitzvah. That's on his way back, he fell and he died. But that is the Gemara bevamer belazi. He says no, shluchim mitzvah ain't nezaikim. An agent to fulfill a mitzvah doesn't get harmed. Loi balichasin v'loi bechazarasim. Not going or even coming back. Says Gemara, yeah, but sulam ruuhava. It was a shaky ladder. Or makom de kavua hazekashani, a place where there's an established element of danger, of harm, that's different. And even if someone's going for a mitzvah purpose, he could be harmed if he's not taking the proper precautions. So like it says the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, where Vayim Shmuel said to Hashem, Eich Elech, how am I going to go to anoint David to be the king? V'shama Shaul v'hargani, and Shaul, who is the current king, who didn't want David to become king, is going to hear, and he's going to kill me. And Hashem said, yeah, okay, Hashem said, to do a ploy to get a calf and take it, and you'll say you're going only to bring a carbon. But one thing you see is that even though he was going in the agency of Hashem directly, he was still afraid because that was an established element of risk, of harm, where one has to be careful, even if it's going for Dvar Mitzvah. And that's how the child could have gotten killed, even though he's on his way back from a mitzvah, because it was on a dangerous area where there's no right to do danger, even for a mitzvah purpose, on the Sulam Ru'ah. Now, Amar Rav Yitzchak, he says, El Mali Darshi Acher Lahaikra, were it have been that Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, who went off and was Kaitz ben Atiyas, had he heard this pasuk of the interpretation that Laman Yitav Lach means in the world to come, which was Rabbi Yaakov Babarte, like his daughter's son Rabbi Yaakov, Leichata, he wouldn't have sinned. As Gemara explains, Maichaz, what did Acher see? So Ikatami, that those say, Kihai Maisachaz, he saw the same thing like Rabbi Yaakov saw, which was someone was doing a mitzvah that has the promise of living a long time and then died. And he says, there's no reward in the world. So he went out to do other things that were antithetical to Torah, because what's the point of doing this all? Megadam to those that say, the Lishna de Reb Chutzpes HaMetugim in Chaz, he saw the tongue of the great Reb Chutzpes, the interpreter, the translator, Dava Mutelis Ba'ashpa, that it was laying in the garbage dump, his tongue, because it was ripped out by the Romans. So Amar, he said, Pesh Hefik Margolius, a mouth that brought forth such pearls of wisdom of Torah, Yilchach Afer, which should be licking the dust. And Behula Yoda, but Acher didn't know. What does it mean, Laman Yitav Lach, that should be good for you, Ba'olam Shekuli Tav, in the world that's totally good? Laman Richen Yamecha, and there should be lengthy of your days, Ba'olam Shekuli Tav, in the world that's totally long, that world is this world is nothing compared to the next world. And therefore, had he known that, he would not have gone off from the path of a Torah true Yiddishkeit, because he would have realized that, of course, his reward is just not here, but it's in the next world. Hanulach Shiluach HaKem, which I returned to the 12th parak of Sechlis Chol, parak Shiluach HaKem, which spoke about primarily this mitzvah of sending away the mother bird and then taking the chicks. V'slikala Masechlis Chol, we have concluded Masechlis Chol, which has this name regarding unconsecrated, which is regarding the animals we're talking about in this Seder of Kachim, which is talking about the animals of Karbanis, then our Masechta paralleling that of like Zvachan regarding the slaughtering of unconsecrated animals and regarding its halachas relating to those animals.